Blog Talk Radio.
Going on?
How are you? How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, let's do this show. Hey, everybody. Blog Talk Radio Land. It's the menu on, oh, I'm sorry. Hi, everybody on Internet Radio Land. Big Red Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. There it is. That's how I was supposed to say it. How you guys doing?
How the hell are you?
How the hell are you?
I'm
all right. It took you so long, man. I was about to start rhyming. The beat kept flowing and stuff. I was about to start going in, son. Like, you, what happened?
I was having some technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
Okay. Tell him he can wait till after the show. All right, we got business.
Huh?
I said, tell him he can wait till after the show. We got business.
That was my earpiece.
So, what up, everybody? What up? Once again, it's Big Brett and Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing out there? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. How you doing, Red? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. I am happy as a clam.
Uh-oh.
I had a relaxing drink today.
Okay.
You know, and, the holiday season is here, getting ready to go into the new year, so I have to start it up from now.
Good. Positive vibes.
Yeah, I started.
Stay positive.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to always try and stay positive, no matter what my circumstances is or what's going on. That's what you got to do. You got to stay positive because you know what? It's not going to always rain.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, real quick, one thing that I've learned throughout life, but I see more as we get older, you have people out there that are professional antagonists.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're professional at like wanting to draw you into their negative bullshit, but you cannot allow it at all because they're always going to be the dirt bags that they are. You know, some people even at your place of work, some people you'll have a supervisor who seems to think that they're doing something. You say, oh, well, this is my job. No, it's not your job to be an asshole. It's your job to, be a supervisor and supervise in situations where it's necessary. But
right.
It's not your purpose to really be an ass and, just nitpick. Yeah. You nitpick and all that good stuff. It's not called for. It's definitely not called for. But once again, got to stay away from the negative, man. Negative ain't no good.
Yep.
Negative people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Not at all.
Yeah. Negative people are like after you get out the bathroom and you don't wipe your ass properly. So then you go on, you go about the rest of your day, and you know, you feel funny after you don't wipe your ass properly, you know. Now, I'm not really speaking from personal experience, but, you know, I've heard certain things, you know. So, yeah. Well, I'm saying that's the best way I can describe the negativity that some people come with. It's just like not wiping your ass. It's just annoying. You know, it's annoying and it's a nasty feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to feel that, man. You gotta let that, go. Wipe your ass.
Oh.
Wipe properly. You know, you don't need that feeling. You don't need that feeling. But, anywho, so as we get into part two of, you know, being too social on social media, we were hitting some points last week. So, as we kind of, you know, do somewhat of a recap, because, you know, this is your topic, Red. So, we really need you to, to bring us back. You know, what's the deal with being too social?
Well, once again, like I say, it's just the thing of, you know, I was explaining to my oldest earlier today that, you know, relationships between men and women are so messed up now, and like I said, social media contributes to a lot of that, because if you have someone, whether you're living with them, whether it's a baby mama, the wife, whether, you know, a husband, or you just have a girl, a girlfriend, but you're on social media, and, you know, these young people, they are all of them, the Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. But then, okay, you're on there, and it's like, all right, if you have a girlfriend, why do you, once you think young ladies as well, you have a boyfriend, why are you showing out for the others on there? Or why are they on the terms of the guys? Why are you on there and you looking at other, you know, looking at other women and putting likes to the pictures, hearts, and all that other stuff? Why are you still working and you have somebody? It's like you have to be careful of what you're doing and not get messy. Because a lot of times that's how we have to use it as a package.
Okay. Now, so what you're basically saying is, when you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. you should not be looking at anyone else, you know, at all. Like on social media, you shouldn't be liking anyone's pictures or comments, or certain comments.
Okay. Now let me before you go on, let me kind of expand on that. Okay.
Yes, please.
It's all right that you like, okay, say you see a picture of a woman and you like the picture. Okay, it's all right that you like the picture, but then once again, it's the thing of taking it further. That's where the problem comes in, is when you take it further. Like I said, if it's one of those celebrities, or, you know, you got all these, what they call them, IG models, where everybody is a model on Instagram, all these women, you know, everybody, I don't know, that, like I said, this social media gets on my nerves and stuff, but that's a different story, because guess what, this woman got like 1,000,000,000 followers, so guess what, your one little comment, or you being her DM, listen, and DM is direct message, okay, guess what, you ain't the only one that's going to be in her direct message. So now, what I'm talking about, just regular, you know, just regular, smegular, you know, women, or somebody that you know, maybe that's a friend of somebody, or friend or whatever, and you liking pictures and putting comments, and then next thing you know, you're direct messaging them, or you're hitting them up on FB chat, and then it's like, you're trying to get with them, but it's like, all right, you know this person either has a husband, boyfriend, whatever, or whatever the case is, and you're trying to hit them up, and plus you also have somebody. So that's what I'm saying. It's all right, you're liking a picture, but then you have to be careful with what you ask and when you take it first.
But what do you qualify, what qualifies as trying to get with them? Like, are you actually looking at, you know, like, are you actually reading something that's like, hey, babe, you know, when we going to hook up, or, hey, you know, hey, love,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like
exactly.
that?
Exactly, basically, yeah, basically that, or, but you see, the thing, it starts out very minute, like, they could be like, oh, well, you know, I like that picture of yours, you know, that nice picture, oh, you're welcome, I didn't want to say anything before, but, you know, I'm going from the experience that I had. And the friend, the guy was like, you know, I wasn't trying to stir something up just in case he was around. I was like, he who? So it's like they tried, you know, he tried to get me like, oh, he was around. I'm like, he who? Oh, I thought maybe somebody. I said, no, I don't have anybody. It's like, instead of just going through it, just say that. But the thing is, the person had somebody already. So it's like, why are you in my inbox? You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, what are you in my inbox for if you already got somebody?
Because.
And next week. Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen. Remember that song by U2? Remember the rock group U2?
Yep, of course. You know that's my piece.
Remember that song? And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
But how can you say that if okay? How can you say that if you're in a situation already and you're in a situation where you're with somebody? Like I said, whether it's husband, wife, girlfriend,
yeah.
boyfriend, whatever, and you're
okay.
with this person and you're living with this person or whatever. Okay, so then why are you in somebody else's inbox or whatever? Why are you know? Like, I understand you still have a hound with you looking for, they just said you should have, you know.
Not everybody knows that.
Somebody else. Huh?
Listen, all right, there's a couple of reasons. Not everybody knows if, like, that's the one off the bat. Sometimes people be in situations where, you know, they got to make the best of what's going on.
Okay.
Men and women alike. Some of them have urges. Some of them just want more. Some of them just are greedy. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Okay. I mean, some of them just want the excitement. They want the excitement of knowing that somebody else wants them other than the person that they've been with. They want to see if they're still viable. And once again, some people are just greedy. It doesn't mean, now listen, it doesn't mean that they don't still love the person that they're with. But sometimes people just do certain things, out of whatever reason. And sometimes it's not always a thing of like, oh, you know, this person is being selfish. I mean, no, some people, like I said, they're just being greedy. Just want a little extra. All right, listen. You go to a restaurant. Here we go with the food analogy. You go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the food that's on your plate. And you're like, damn, I'm about to pay $40 for this little plate of food right here. And, you know, if the waiter was like, oh, well, you know, I can get you, you know, a little extra for the same price, would you do it?
I mean, yeah, I would, yeah, but that's...
Okay, oh, okay, and you know what? I'm sorry, I hate to do the comparison, but it's sometimes like that. Sometimes, not all the time, because people can be content in their situations, but everything doesn't have to be physical. You know what I'm saying? Everything doesn't have to be physical, but sometimes people just want a little extra.
All right, but you're saying everything doesn't have to be physical. Okay, so what if the person is not, okay, I'm going to put, you know, it's like, what if the person is not being satisfied sexually with their mate, or, yeah, their mate. And that's when they start going elsewhere, and once again, social media contributes to a lot of that, because, you know, I see it all the time, and I say to myself, you know, and I'm going to say from my side, because I'm a woman, of course, you know, men have so much options out there now. It's so many options out there now. Yeah, you got a
women do too.
or whatever.
Women do,
but,
too.
Huh?
Women do, too. They got options.
I know that, but I'm just saying it's too much out there. It's too much options out there. And once again, if these people, if they're on social media, it's too much to look at. You can't concentrate on the person that you have because you know what? Damn, she looks good. You on Instagram. Oh, I didn't know what her name looked like. You know, oh, damn. I didn't see her like that before. But
see,
I like,
you know what?
Listen,
social media is like a vehicle. It was like an Uber. If you choose to get into it, you get in and you take the ride. Or you choose not to. And you stay where you're at. Or you walk. But there is that option. And it's a vehicle to kind of take you wherever you need to be or you want to go. I mean, with social media, some people can just be out and out. Whoever they want to be. Some of these dating websites, some the stuff like Twitter and all that, people can now have identities of other people without seeming fake because you don't really know.
You're right. You know what?
So,
and that is so true because. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just the fact that everybody is famous now. Fame is like no longer a thing that's you know out of grasp. Like you can go on, all right. That meme that people been doing. Some girl was in a shoe store, and she was trying on some real high heel shoes, and she turned around. And yo, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, she looked like she transformed. And then what did somebody do? They took an Optimus Prime click as an Autobot, transform, roll out, and then went right to her picture. Like, yo, I mean, I hope she was all right
somebody
after that.
Somebody said that in the comments. You know what's so funny?
Yeah,
somebody
yo,
said that in the comments. So I was like,
yo, she looked like she transformed. Like, yo, she did.
Oh, my God.
But off of that, people get their fame. They start. Look at these. Look at the dudes with the neck. You got the little skinny white boy with the neck and the black dude with the neck. Like they look at them now. Like listen, you can be anything now. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody's rocking with it. It's the vehicle,
right?
To get noticed, so you can just get up. I'm not average anymore.
But not
I'm
even
not
that.
Just
wait,
a regular Joe Schmo.
Right, you know what, and you know what's so funny, and you also, and women do it too. Men also do it to get, you know, panty drawers, because just like you said, you can be whoever you want to be, or you can front for and be, you know, like I said, what you want to be, because you know what, the chick, you don't really know you. She don't know who you are. She don't know what's going on. Your life is feeling like you the man on social media.
Yeah, of course, because. So listen, some people are not the man in their real life, or not that woman in their real life. So they have to go on and they have to go someplace to be extra. And you can be that on social media. You can be
exactly.
Once again, whoever you really want to be, you can sell your story. You can audition yourself for whatever. On social media.
Right.
See, my problem with social media is that it should be a little more regulated. It should be a thing where you can't come up there with the BS. You shouldn't be able to go up there half naked or show certain types of pictures. You shouldn't even be able to use certain types of language. But then again, of course, then people would say, oh, that's my First Amendment
right.
Like cats don't know nothing else in life, but they know the First Amendment and my Constitution, and that they know these things. You don't know nothing else. You just know those two things right there. All right, whatever. In any event, like I said, I've really taken social media to a new level, and when it comes down, I guess, to, like, relationships, you really can't, It's like you want to take the Uber, but at the same time you want to drive your own car. Like, you can't do both.
Right.
Unless
bad people out there that do.
I mean, unless you have made a total decision to, like, not put your relationship and stuff on social media. As long as you've made the decision within yourself to not let social media be this thing that, you know, comes in between your relationship.
Yeah, but
you kind of get where I'm coming from?
I understand, but you have people that don't put their, just like you said, they don't put their relationship out there on social media. But by the end of it, you don't have it out there that you're in a relationship or whatever your case, whatever your circumstance is, but you still in somebody else's inbox or somebody, you know, in somebody else's inbox or you still, you know, looking around, but you know damn well you're in a relationship or you're in, you know, in whatever situation you're in.
Okay, so you can't be, all right, like I said, I understand where you're coming from. Because you're talking about somebody trying to get with somebody else. I get that. But if some people think that, all right, so what's the difference between, you know, you in the streets with the dude and, you know, you go somewhere and then a woman waves at him and says hi and then he says hi back. What's the difference between that and, you know, doing the same thing on social media? You're breaking up.
You're right. It's not. First of all, I'm going to ask him. Well, do you know her?
Man,
like,
no.
Is that somebody that you know? Huh?
No. It's not.
Okay, so
no, it's not somebody that you know.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, well, why are you waving?
Because, well, all right, see, that's the thing. Okay, so what's wrong with just being cordial? What's wrong with just being cordial?
Okay, you're right. There's nothing wrong with being cordial, but once again, these men, and like I said, women as well, when they are in somebody's inbox, this is not being cordial. You know what they want. They're looking for some type of sexual something. It's not always somebody you think that way, but I'm telling you.
I've been, like I said.
Hello?
Yeah.
I sound better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, I've been on that, like I said, I've been on in numerous of times where, you know, it'll start out as them trying to be cordial, and if
whoa, Red. You sound like you're transforming.
I do?
Yeah. What up, King Dog?
Sounding like that.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dog.
Man, I was listening to the show. Need to say this. It's like I said before on the last show, with social media is both a blessing and a curse at the same time. Now, listen, if you're in a relationship, why is it that you feel the need? You know, you got to be careful with social media. When I say be careful is this, is that, okay, I know that as a man, you can have a lot of females.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could like a picture by a female friend, and, you know, you let the person know, those are my friends. Or if you have a bunch of females in the family, you let the other person know that. And you got to be honest about it. Some people, they take their relationships, like, they don't take it seriously. When you're openly flirting, you know, you may think that, oh, I'm being nice to this person on social media. But meanwhile, your significant other will take it the wrong way. And this goes for both the man and the female. You understand? Like, you cannot be sitting there and you see somebody a female who takes a picture, and you compliment them, wow, look at you, you're looking gorgeous. Like, what do you think your significant other's going to say about that?
But see, the thing is, they don't even say that. They don't have to do that anymore. It's the emojis. You don't even have to say those things. It's the emojis of the heart with the, you know, the emoji with the hearts and
exactly. I know what you mean.
Kiss ones and all that other stuff. That's the thing that gets a lot of men in trouble. And then and not even that, when you on Instagram.
That was my fault. Yeah, I was just getting my plug. Yeah, but the problem is,
even with
like
I'm sorry.
Real talk. All right, we have to stop being childish. We have to start I have to go there. We have to stop being childish or about certain things. Listen, everybody is supposedly an adult here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be
in
your feelings about stuff, then so be it. But I'm not going to be an ass and think that my lady, my fiance ain't out here, you know, like if she's going to flirt, oh, okay. I know somebody's going to flirt with her. Okay. Now, depending on where it goes, you know, that's an issue. But the whole thing is, I can't sit there and nitpick and be like, oh, my gosh. Like, why? Like, you know, shit like that was reserved when I was in my 20s and I was feeling insecure about certain things, this, that, and the third. But now, like, all that insecurity, listen, my thing is this. I can't make you stay someplace you don't want to be.
Right.
And that's my firm look on it. So if you want to go, you go. If you're going to stay, you're going to stay. But I can't, you know, one thing, we put certain rules on one another, and we turn around and we think like certain things are just supposed to stay in place for X amount of time. Like, we're really supposed to think like, all right, come on, man. If you got a nice looking dude, you really think ain't nobody going to flirt with him? If you got a nice looking chick, you really think somebody ain't going to flirt with them? Of course, it's nature. This is what it is. But it's on
but
that individual
what,
how far they're going to take it.
You know what it is, Brother B?
What's
said a good point, but not everybody thinks the same way. Not everybody,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
People have their insecurities because let's just say, okay, you go ahead, like a guy go ahead and compliments a woman's picture. Oh, immediately the woman, you know, depending on her mannerism, she'll go like this. Oh, I didn't know you had someone else on the side. Like, I'm just a friend. Oh, they don't matter. Oh, you still flirting with her. Then, you know, it turns into a problem. And it's the same thing, vice versa. If you see a girl, your woman's flirting, like, yo, what's up with that? Why is this woman constantly commenting on this guy's picture? What the hell? You know, it's certain insecurities. Some people have that insecurity till the day that, you know, even it drives them into their 40s.
But the whole thing is that's you. That's on you. That whole insecure thing right there, that's on you because that's something within you that's making you feel funny. My thing is this. If you're dependent on your partner to make you feel secure about yourself, I'm sorry, you're an ass. Yes, Bubba B said it. You're an ass.
And it's not everyone who thinks
because
and you know what's sad about it? Some people have that problem. A lot of people have that insecurity problem.
No
because,
one should be validating you but you.
Exactly.
If you're looking for somebody to validate you, you're a fool. If you stick with it, you're a fool. If you're looking to be validated off of likes and people hitting you in the DM, you're a fool because it's fictitious.
You
got to validate
yourself.
You
know the world that we're living in now. But this is the society that we're living in now, but this is the problem. People are getting validation from not even the DM, they just get validation from the life. If it's a person that has low self-esteem, they know that, like I said, I know that there's a young lady on my Instagram that when she puts a picture up of her and her son, or she puts a picture up of herself and she's old, she'll get like maybe 50 likes, maybe 30 likes. But let her get on there if she don't have hardly nothing on. And she got almost 1,000 something likes, and I'm like, are you kidding me? People go, that's what it is. It's like I get the more less clothes I have on, the more I get the likes.
And what does that say? So what does that say about you? See, that's what I'm saying. What does that say about you? Like, all
right, you're right.
I remember Dave Chappelle said it. In the skit, or one of his stand-ups. He said, listen. if you see, if you're not a cop, why would you wear a cop uniform? So if you ain't a hooker or a hoe, why would you wear a hoe or a hooker uniform?
Yeah, it's true.
Why would you go on Instagram or go on one of these social media websites showing your ass, showing your breasts, or dudes showing off they chest or they, you know, half ass or whatever, and really seem to think that that's okay when you know that's not really you, or if it is you, that means you're selling yourself.
Exactly.
If you're out there, if you're putting yourself out there like that, you're selling yourself.
Right.
So what does that say about you? If you're selling yourself, that means you can be bought. Simple and plain.
Right. You're absolutely right. And that's the thing. And then these people that then they get bought into something, and then that's how they get their ass into trouble in their relationships. Like, once again, you know. What do you, like, okay, here's a scenario of when you get caught out there with, you know, with in terms of social media, in terms of sending messages and stuff like that, you get caught. It's like now it's a thing of you can't say it's not true because, you know what, there's a thing called screenshotting now. They can screenshot your whole conversation. Like I said, if you're not erasing stuff as you're writing it,
mm-hmm.
you're damn cool. Because you know what? Eventually, you may think, "Oh, I'm slick," but eventually you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught out.
But you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Big Red, because a lot of people out there, and it goes for both the men and the women, who go out there and do some stupid things like this. You are sitting there, bluntly flirting with somebody else on social media, and to think you're not going to get caught.
I'm sorry. Because when did flirting become like this real serious? Like when did flirting become a problem?
Right.
Oh,
okay.
It's a problem now. It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Why?
Really is.
Because if it's some harmless flirting back and like what? Why is it a problem?
Oh man, you know
because
what it is?
How could I
start by saying?
Go ahead, Tato.
The problem is this: it's like, you know, it's not the same way it used to be anymore. It's not the same. Like, okay, back in the days, you know, you go somewhere and you're flirting and you don't mean no harm. But now these days, unfortunately, with this new way of people doing things, they go ahead and they bluntly flirt with the other person. And you know what? They think that it's not going to, you know, it's not going to cause a problem. But in reality, it does cause a problem. You understand? It causes a huge problem. If you're going out there and you're bluntly flirting with somebody and you're letting it all hang out and you're just telling the person, oh, all this and this and this and this and bluntly flirting, and, you know, flirting, people may think it's harmless, but there's a lot more harm when it comes to other people. You understand? There's
well, it depends on where the two individuals are taking it. If they're just doing it, then that's one thing. Because sometimes people are just doing it for attention. That's what, you know, flirting really is sometimes. Sometimes that's what it's really all about. It's just about the attention. Some people
right.
don't want to actually move in on the act, but they just want attention. So, but like I said, when has it become this, like, thing where people just want to go ape shit? Like, all right, come on, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, you'll see.
Because
oh, some
you know
people.
Why? Let me tell you what the problem is. You know what it is?
Go ahead.
Because once again, it's not just flirting as a
bring it up.
Or, you know,
whoa. I'm Big Red.
You sound
you're
like
kind of
you came
up.
From Cyber. You sound like you're calling from Cybertron.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hello. You can hear me now?
Yeah.
I sound
hear
better
you now.
Than you? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's not about just all. Oh, I'm. You know, you look cute, or you know, I like the way you look in the picture.
No, you're making blunt conversation, and you just coming out and saying some crazy ass, you know.
No, but
crazy
that's
what I'm
saying. You're talking about saying stuff. We're talking about sending pictures. I just told you.
Red. Yeah, you sounding like a transformer now.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, again, it's transformer.
Kind of robotic.
Okay.
Yeah, robotic,
it's a thing of when you get to a point where you're sending others. Like I said, remember, we live in an age where you can send pictures and all that stuff. There's a difference now. It's not just flirting and just saying, oh, you're cute or whatever. Now people are sending, you know, like I said, they start sending the pictures and they send the private parts and all that stuff. Why you got to send me private parts if we just, if you're just flirting with me? Are you just, you know.
Exactly. No, some people take it. That's what I mean.
And that's where the difference is in that.
And that's what causes a problem, because they're like this. What the hell are you sending to this other person? Why you got to be sending? And a lot of people do that. They send pictures of the of body parts. They all like, oh, I'm going to send you pictures and stuff like that. And you're like,
Well, that's okay. Right there is more than flirting.
Hey, you don't even
that's more than flirting. When you start doing stuff like that, that's more than flirting. You know what I'm saying? The whole, all that stuff right there, that's beyond flirting. Because flirting is just saying something slick, or you batting your eyes. That's more than flirting. Like, that's more than looking for attention. Well, that, I mean, that falls along the line of looking for attention too. Like you're like
or
something. But
not everybody does that. People take it to a different level.
Yeah, because now you got your thirsty people. It's like Meek Mill said, there's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? There always has been. And the thing is, a lot of people just, you know, some people want to stay on the 8th floor. Some people want to go to the 20th floor. Some people just want to stay on the ground floor. It really depends. It depends on basically, you got to pick your poison at the time. You got to know what you're getting into. There's the heavy first, and then there's the just straight out like, oh, yeah, this is going to become something. But once again, listen, I just personally feel that you really don't need to be on social media like that if you and somebody, you know, first of all, you and your significant other should have an understanding when it comes down to posting certain things or comes down to doing things. Listen, I could leave a heart on somebody's thing, but it doesn't mean anything. But some people look at, oh, why did you leave heart? Why every time she or he make a statement, you leaving hearts? Just because I just want to? Like, to me, it's not that serious. And I think one of the problems is people are taking what goes on social media too goddamn serious. They're taking the fake. The fake
is
not real. Stop.
The sad thing is, this is the era. It's easier said than done, because this is the era that we live in, because a lot of people, like I said before, I said it on the Absolute Truth show and I said it on this show, a lot of people live their lives through social media. They let social media run their entire life.
Listen, like you said, the fake is not real. You can't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, all right, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say it. We live in a world where you can be a man, walk into a woman's bathroom, and if somebody says something, you can say, oh, I'm offended because I feel like a woman today, like I'm a woman. I identify with a woman, so I'm using the woman's bathroom. And technically, you would be in trouble because you offended that person.
Yeah.
We live in a world where basically people can just say whatever the hell they want to say, and there's really no real recourse. They can just kind of just get away with shit. Oh, well, I'm doing this. I've seen shit on social media where you got grown-ass people talking about, oh, I identify with being a 10-year-old. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, some strange people out here these days.
Listen, but once again, we allowed this shit. And because social media is social, it goes all around the globe, people take their bullshit and they put it on social media. And then somebody identifies with it or learns to identify with it. And then they say, hey, I would like to be like that, or I would like to do that, or I want to try that. Everybody's trying different, you know what I'm saying? Like before, you just used to eat one soup. Now with social media, you're trying many different soups. Salty, non-salty, kosher, non-kosher, dark soup, light soup. You're trying all different types of soup.
But again, it comes down to it. People live their entire lives off of social media. They're not, you know, people read social media, they're looking into it, they're like this, or I gotta, oh, this is what I'm looking at. oh, this is what it is, this is what it is, this is what it is. And I'm like, damn, man, yo, what are you doing? Like, man, you wake up, it's social media. You go to sleep, it's social media. So imagine this. Almost everything that you put up on there, people are taking it to a whole different level. They're taking their entire lives up on there.
Right. Like, all right. You, yeah, of course. Now, see, you can't be, you can't say you're in a relationship and you post a half-naked picture of yourself up on social media.
Hmm.
Right,
you can't say,
right,
you can't.
Some men allow that, though. They allow that for their woman.
Nah. Yeah. Really? All right, so then you might as well just let your chick parade your chick out on the front porch or on the stoop like that. Because, first of all, no one should be looking at your private stock. Simple and plain. Nobody should be enjoying that. And so the ladies go, oh, I'm in a relationship, but yet you showing your stuff. How you think the dude feel? And to the dudes out there doing all this idiot stuff on social media, you tell you in a relationship, so how you think your lady feel? You doing all this shit on social media, how do you think they're feeling? Do you think they're feeling, you know, you think they're not in their feelings about what you're doing?
That's the problem with society. We
hate
all the time.
It's a major problem.
Well, people always want to test the waters.
Nobody cares about
people always want to test the waters.
Yeah,
because
no, some people think, you know what, some people, this is how they are. And I've met some people like that, and it's sad. Oh, you know, there, like I could say, there are some people who I've known personally who in a past relationship, the woman was downright flirting on social media. The guy was, a guy actually asked her out, and she answered the guy kind of coyly, like, oh, you so crazy. Come on, you know I'm gonna, you know we're gonna go out. And meanwhile, your boyfriend's on social media too.
Well, that was a straight
disrespect.
What do you
think is gonna happen?
Yeah, because they were determined to do what they wanted to do regardless. But at the same time, once again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, discretion. People don't want to be discreet anymore. They want to put their business out there.
Exactly. And that's a
everybody,
problem.
I want everybody to know that I said this. I want everybody to know that I look like that. I want everybody to know that I buy this. I want everybody to know that I buy that. No such thing as discretion at all whatsoever anymore.
Nope.
And since there is no discretion, since there's no discretion that comes with a no filter, that means you open yourself for someone to say or to say about anything. Just about anything. Now, all depends on how you handle it.
If that's how you're acting, then you have a serious problem.
Well, listen, look how many of these so-called rappers and all that stuff are out there talking all this junk. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
All right, you got a Nicki Minaj saying all this junk. Do you really think that she get down like that? I doubt it.
Like, say, for instance, Cardi B.
Right.
Because even still, they see it like this. It's just a job. But you're still getting screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you cut it.
Oh, my
goodness. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. It's just that you say, you like, oh, yeah, I'm in a relationship. I've seen interviews with porn stars. Oh, yeah, well, I'm in a relationship and this, that, and the third. But yet your job is screwing. Or what you say your job is, you're screwing other people.
Right.
You see, like, the oxymoron? Like, you see the being the hypocrite? Like, this is what it is. That's some hypocritical shit right there. You can't sit
right,
there
exactly.
And say that you're in a monogamous relationship when you turn around and you say, oh, well, I got to make my money, so I got to go screw somebody in front of the camera. Like, we don't have any feelings. It just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hypocritical. That shit's not cool, man. That's not cool, and that's a problem. It's like being a hypocrite is okay. It's being fake is okay.
Being fake is okay. Yeah. Yep.
And that's one of the biggest pet peeves that I have about social media and just society in general, where we're allowing the fake to become real. But then you want to get mad when real shit happened. And you knew it was going to happen, but you was just chilling on the fake side of things.
Yeah, yep. Like, you know, I had someone tell me that, you know, they got into a relationship with somebody through this sexual conduct. Like they literally told me that, oh, me and the person having sex, and we just got into a relationship. And I'm like, that's how relationships go now. You got sex first. And you need a relationship. It's like, what? Like, how? How long did you think that was going to work, or how did you think that was
going to
work?
Well, you know what? Because it's about, you know, no one wants to read the label anymore. They rather just try the product.
And nobody respects the label anymore, neither.
Nope.
Exactly. But see, that's the whole thing. Being someone of substance means nothing compared to being just, you know, someone that would just do anything. Because it's okay to just do anything. Because people love the person that's just out there just doing anything because, you know, they're trying to make you laugh or they're trying to get some type of point across or they're like, oh, you wow, son, you wow. Oh, you crazy. No. It's not so much being crazy. It's just somebody vying for your attention. Somebody's actually out there being extra just because they know that you're watching.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah, they're not real. They're just actually, they have real problems. They need help. Some people like that
right.
just really need help. If you need attention that bad, then maybe you need to talk to somebody. Because if you're going on social media, just like that point where they were setting each other on fire, how you was eating pod, Tide Pods and what the?
No, people do some crazy shit on social media. I kid you not.
But I'm saying what, like, you doing this for likes? So you basically trying to set yourself on fire or you're eating a toxic substance to just have somebody like you?
Yeah.
Or
so
make it hard
give
for
you
me.
Oh, yeah. So what if somebody give you an axe and say, chop your hand off, make you laugh? You going to chop your hand off? But I hate to say it, there's probably somebody out there that would do it. There's probably somebody out there that would do it.
Yeah, that's just like 4th of July when all them damn fools was putting firecrackers and bombs and shit in their damn pants. And I'm like, well, what? Like, do you realize that that's an explosive that you could blow your whole ass off? I don't understand. I was getting so mad over those videos on 4th of July because I'm like, yo, these people are stupid.
But you know, some. But that's
like
the thing.
Model rockets and all kind. Like, is that an explosive? What are you doing?
Some people are just really that hard pressed.
Exactly.
And
you know what? They use social media to do it too.
Yeah. So
all right. So what you
social media will tell you, will show you the person that the people that are so hard pressed for attention, because they always know that there's somebody watching.
All right, so let me ask a question. Since y'all the only y'all the guys, the men. All right, so let me ask. Kind of a question. All right, so once again, if you are in a as you being men, and say you know the person, the guy, he's not satisfied with his partner, and he's going on social media or he's inboxing or he's speaking to talking to women, and once again he wants to take it further. Or he goes there to, and he's telling the women, starts off as, just talking to them a little bit or whatever. Then it goes into, oh, well, I'm not being satisfied by my partner. My partner, not satisfying me, da, 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 da.
What I got to say about that,
My
dude, you are a fool. You are stupid. You are dumb. And you're pitiful. If you have to go on social media, yes, cheating is stupid in general, but if you have to go on social media, my dude, you are out of your damn mind. What, you think your girl's not going to find out? Think the world's
maybe
not going to find
wanted.
Out?
Maybe it was some twisted, sordid way that he was trying to get attention from her by going up on there. I mean, I don't know. First of all, listen, you can't tell everybody your goddamn business.
Exactly.
Right. If you're gonna holler at somebody, all right, let's say you want to talk to five chicks. There's only one chick that you're really going to tell your story to, and that's the one that
exactly.
you're right.
Yeah. Not different, you know, types of women. Some people go the extra. They sell.
But if you're telling everybody a story, then shit, you just basically leaving your ass open and exposed to anything and whatever.
Exactly.
But once again, it's discretion, man. A lot of people just don't have it anymore. They don't know what it is. They put themselves out there and they make you think they think it's okay. It's not okay, man. It's not okay. You got to really look at it like, shit, your kids may get a hold of these pictures and see you on Instagram. Somebody else may come in and like, oh, why my mommy or why my daddy doing this? Or, this is that and the third. Like, come on, man. Do you really want to be somebody's jacking off to your picture somewhere in another state or another country? You don't know what some people are doing. You don't even know what some people are doing with these pictures. That's why I
screenshot.
Yep, they got screenshots. They checking up on you. You think you ain't going to get caught, you stupid idiot.
That's what I'm like, yo, like, why? Like, why can't we just, like, listen, if you want to do certain things, leave social media out of it.
But some people can't, Brother B. It's easier said than done with some people.
Well, listen, I don't get into that stuff anyway. But my whole thing is, that's why I feel that, you know, a lot of times you can just be too, social media is just a little too social. Like, I can understand people want to share certain things, but everybody's story is not to be shared. Every situation is not the same. They may sound similar, but they're not the same. Not every actor acts the same part twice.
That's true. You're right about that.
But you have a lot of these wannabe actors acting the same part many times. And the whole thing is, you're learning nothing new. Nothing new.
Right.
Same old shit role over and over again. And then you wonder why there's no progression in your life. You wonder why, like, you know, things haven't changed for you. Because you keep doing the same old shit on social media.
You're living your entire life. Your entire life on social media. I'm like, damn, man, what the hell? Come on, man. Cut that shit out. It's like, you know what? Why is it that you need to put all that shit out there? Listen. Life, you live it. Pick up a damn book. Read the damn newspaper. You want to go online, there's online books on there. There's online articles. Read those shit. But if you have to put your entire life on social media, shame on you.
Listen, some people do it just because they have nothing else better to do. Some people do it as an ego booster. It was like what Red was saying. Like, so, you know, if you ain't being satisfied, okay, you ain't being satisfied, so find a way to satisfy yourself. Or keep being satisfied with your partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, find a way, but you don't have to be you don't have to troll the internet to do it. You don't have to, you know, like, be all up sniffing other asses and making it obvious on social media, you know, to do it. And with 5 minutes left, who do we have here? Rome, Rome. It's the Hot Rod.
The Rome, Rome.
Woo! God damn.
Kiddo was a witness. I had a couple of beers, a couple of vodka, a couple of shots here and there. And I'm
like, so you white, you damn near white boy wasted?
Woo! Soon enough. Soon enough. I was going to let everyone know that Big Red is a front, that she loved me on social media. Pretend she can't stand me, but she loves me on social media. I'm the best thing that happened to her since white bread came out. I'm just saying.
Y'all get a fucker.
No, but do you guys find it funny how people use social media as an escape from their own reality in life? whether it's problems or whatever.
Yeah.
Like anything breaking news, like people focus, besides on work, they focus more on social media compared to their own lives or their own work or getting things done.
This is true.
You find that amazing and
that's
funny
true.
At the same time?
I just find it a little sad. I just find this a little sad when you have to do stuff like that. But why you got to do it on social media? You know what I'm saying? Why do you have to play this role?
Escape.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but the whole thing is what reality you escape? You ain't no escape. You want to escape? I'm sorry. Go have a drink. You want to escape? Go to the bathroom. Lock yourself in there for a few minutes. But the whole thing is you. It's not a real escape because you have to come back. You have to come back.
True. And one thing, not to cut you off, Brother B, people always criticize, you know, the way we all drink. And I tell people, when I drink to enjoy myself. I don't escape from problems because the problems will always be there. It's good to calm down and relax, you know, get your mind off of it. But you don't escape from reality, and when people do drink to do that, that's the same thing to me as like social media. It's finding an excuse to escape from reality, but the problem is the problem will always be there. You know,
exactly.
Trump will put you in the toilet for the next 2 years.
But your situation to a degree is very much different because see, some people just want to have something to say. So what you drink? Who cares? But you know what's crazy? As much as you always talk about you taking your kids somewhere or you're showing that you're taking your kids somewhere and this, that, and the third with your family, the first thing they want to focus on is you drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your goddamn mouth. Just shut up.
Negativity always works. People always focus
you don't
on
see,
negative.
You don't
first.
See nothing else. You ain't see nothing else, but you just see me talking about a drink. Shut up. Shut your goddamn mouth. Because you know what I'm saying? Like people like that, like I said, what is your real worth? What is your real worth for you to be jumping on for somebody or nitpicking with somebody else for what? So what? But that's the problem. Once again, people have too many options to just do or say anything.
Exactly.
People feel that just like they feel, listen, oh, I'm going to call the cops on a black person. Or I'm just going to call somebody a nigger. Or I'm going to be a nigger. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, yo, really?
It's like the cat is
out of the bag. The cat's out of the bag.
Well, like you would say, our priorities is always screwed up. And that's a major problem overall, our priorities, you know.
But you know what?
Let me focus
on Hot Rod.
Hmm.
A lot of people don't even have priorities. They're like a fart in the wind. They're just kind of going with it.
Let me see what's going on
what's
in your
going?
Life compared to my life. You know, there's very sad about that.
Exactly. But we got less than 90 seconds left. All right, what's going on for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. I'm getting drunk again. I'm sorry. No show till next year.
Me too.
Yes,
right.
I can dig it.
Merry Christmas.
Just don't sit your naked ass on the copy machine at work and then put it on social media. I can't promise you that.
Again.
Oh, damn.
Well, to the absolute truth, Hot Rod. Yeah, I know. I just got lost for a minute. I guess that's it until next Sunday.
The last show of the year.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get it next Sunday. We're gonna get it popping.
All right.
Might be a lot of cursing.
I will.
Might call the preacher.
A lot. Why is there gonna
be a lot of cursing?
Yeah, when you like cursing, you might have to call the preacher.
Let it all hang out.
Everybody have a good night. Another one in the can. The menu.
All
right,
guys.
All right, good night. Baby.
Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.